Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. How many of y'all feel great being in the house of the Lord today? Today you are here. You are present in the house of the Lord. So guess what? We just might as well do something while we're here. How about that? I tell you, I've had about 15 or 20 people ask me, am I nervous? What do you think? These are some pretty big shoes when you get up here, buddy. Hey, you in the big leagues. Yes, sir. You got to bat 1,000 when you get up here. Well, I'm going to do what God told me to do. How about that? That's all I can do. I'm going to read one scripture. And after that, y'all can sit down. I'll stand up. I'll be the one to do all the walking and talking. Y'all just do the listening and the praising. If God tell you praise, you just make sure that you praise, okay? How about that? Okay. Psalm 82, 6. In the King James Version. Psalms 82, 6. And this is what it says. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. How many of y'all believe you're children of the Most High? Come on, you got to praise like you're a child of the King. You can't just say or think that you are. You got to know that you are a child of the King. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am a child of the King. Won't you just touch somebody today and tell them, I'm a child of the King. You can be seated. Oh, don't take it too far now. You can be seated. Y'all, hey, y'all gonna know. Hey, y'all deal with Brother Tino today. Yes, sir. You know, I got a call a while ago. And it was from my credit union. And y'all know when your credit union calls, the first thing you start thinking is, okay, my money gone. Well, that's exactly what happened. They called me and told me that there had been a data breach and that some of my identity had been taken, you know, our social security number, our street address, and all of that. And I was like, you don't say. And they were like, yeah, we do say. And I said, so what's my next move? They said, well, first of all, let me ask you a question. Are you on vacation? I said, okay. No, I'm not on vacation. Why do you ask? They said, because your credit card was just used in Chicago. I said, what the what? I said, no, hold up, man. My credit card was in the Windy City. I said, my credit card is being used in Chicago? They said, as we speak, we're getting a reading that your credit card is being used in Chicago. Now, Mr. Owens, this is what we need you to do. We say we're going to send you a letter, and it's going to be a letter that says, you know, you can sign up for protection, blah, 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 and on they went. So I said to him, I said, look, I don't care what you do, get my money back. I don't care about nothing else. All this other stuff that y'all talk, I don't care about all that. I care about my money. But when I got off the phone, I got to thinking about something. And it bothered me a little bit that somebody had the audacity to run around acting like they're me. Come on, man. There's only one Tino. How in the world? What the what? How in the world you going to come around, walk around acting like me? And I got to thinking about something else. Shame on them, because I ain't had much in there anyway. So they couldn't have gotten much. But they violated me. They walked around acting like they were Tino. And I got to thinking, Brother Barr, man, this person has stole my identity. So I'm going to talk to y'all a little bit on this subject. Your real identity. Your real identity. See, one thing I've noticed, and I've always noticed, is that when I walk into the house of the Lord, I always want to be me. can't dress like me. Hey. That's just me. I like to dress. Well, I'm 63 years old. What do you expect me? I'm an old man. You know, just in case my wife decides she won't leave, I got to impress somebody. You know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, honey. I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying, you're gonna steal my identity. Ain't that a shame? And I got to thinking about that identity thing, Brother Isaac, and I'm like, why in the world would somebody want to be like you? Nobody can be like you. You see, what happens is the world wants us to have our identity with things in this world. They want us to have things in this. They want us to keep concentrating on things that's in this world. But that's not us. Because we got some higher things that we look toward. And that is Jesus Christ. So let me just say this to you just in case you don't know it. There is another identity that you should be associating yourself with. If you've been baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, running around the church like you crazy, you got another identity. And you are identified with Jesus Christ. You belong to somebody. But let me just break it down a little further. See, that identity that they stole, that identity right there is the identity that helps me to make life choices. You know, I can choose my friends the way I want to choose them. I can diss you if I want to. That's my identity. That's my personal identity. I don't have nothing to do with you. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. I can even bring you in as a friend. It helps me to navigate through life. That's that identity. But that identity can be taken away from you, as I've already told you. Somebody stole it. But this identity that I'm talking about, whoo, buddy, let me tell you something. Once you get into Jesus Christ, man, boy, you are somebody then. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, when you've been baptized into Jesus Christ, that is your real identity. That identity won't be taken from you. Oh, the only way it's going to be taken from you is you walk away from it yourself. See, because Jesus never leaves nor forsakes you at all. But I'm telling you right now, and you hear this right now, Jesus loves you just in the condition that you're in today. Can you imagine all that we're going through as human beings? You know, I was talking to a guy one day, and he had been in the church. And Brother Vernell, let me tell you what he told me. He said, man, when I was in the church, I believed in the church. The church did me good. But now, I had to go because those folk just got to be a little too much for me. So I said, bro, break it down a little bit long. I mean, I don't understand it. I said, was you baptized in Jesus' name? He said, yes, I was. I said, was you filled with the Holy Ghost? He said, yes, I was. I said, so what you doing with your life now? He said, I'm a drunk. I'm sitting on the bar stool. I looked him dead in his eye. And I told him, I said, you're the most holiest drunk I've ever seen. You can sit on all the bar stools you want, brother. You're still a child of the King. All there is redemption for you. And you can be redeemed. All you got to do is say yes. See, one thing I know about this identity that we're walking in, God is a forgiving God. He will forgive you. What are you going through today? You tell me right now, what are you going through that's too hard for God? See, when you're walking in God's identity and walking in the Spirit of the Lord, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Oh, let me tell you. Well, Brother Tino, I'm still doing this, that, and other. Get over yourself, honey boo-boo. Get over yourself. Welcome to the crowd. We are all going through something. You ain't by yourself. Who in the world you think you are? Why are you different than me? You ain't different than me. No, you're not different than me. I'm going through things too, but I choose to be here. Because this is where I get my redemption, here, not out in the streets. See, out in the streets, they want you to do all sorts of things. Oh, man, come, let's go party. Man, you know, you identify with me. Me and you. You know, I got a brother. I love my brother to death. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Don't judge me. I go where my brother is. You know why? Because he loves God, but he just haven't gotten the concept that he needs to be in the house of the Lord. We all got brothers and sisters like that. The difference between me and you, I go see mine. Because I don't want them to go to hell. I want my brothers and sisters to know that there is a hell. And if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, if you don't give your life to God, you're going to find it. Whether you're looking for it or not. Oh, man, let me tell you. You can say all you want. Well, I wouldn't be around. That's you. You're not me. I'm going after every soul that I can go after. Because it's written in the books. It's written right there that if you don't have Jesus Christ, you know what's going to happen. You're taking the big dive. I want to have the Spirit of God. I want others to have the Spirit of God. I don't care what this world says. Now, I got a problem with some people. I ain't going to say anything to anybody in here, Brother Bob. Okay. I ain't got no problem with you. Oh, I'm with you, my man. I got a problem with some people. Like I said, I ain't going to say that it's in here. Hint, hint. And the problem is, a lot of us can't win anybody with the identity that we have because we think that we are here when it comes to people. We have to learn to come to people's level. Guess what? You was there one day. Somebody came to your level. So why can't you come to somebody else's level? I don't live here. I know my place in the kingdom. I don't live there. I can't capture souls if I go out there with my identity in Christ and act like I'm more than everybody else. Oh, I know, Brother Tino, why are you saying this? You ain't the pastor. No, I'm not, but I'm Brother Tino. And guess what? Our pastor knows Brother Tino. And if there's any correction that needs to be done, he will do it. He ain't scared of me. He's a man just like I am. He's not scared of Tino. And he will put the correction down. I will say that. But I'm going to say it. Our identity in Jesus Christ don't give us the right to diss other people. It doesn't give us that right. I want to capture other people. I want to see somebody else filling these seats. I want you to look beside you. If there's an empty seat beside you, I want you to think about somebody in your family or somebody out in the world that should be sitting beside you. This house should be full. The identity that we have, this house should be full. Every service, it should be standing room only. Hey, I gotta tell it like it is. I know you don't like it. Too bad. That's on you. But I'm gonna tell it like it is. We need to get our nose out of the air. Jesus Christ wasn't like that. Jesus Christ ate with sinners. Jesus Christ, he had his 12 disciples, but he also went to the home of sinners and sat and ate with them. He had compassion on people. He loved people. That identity that we identify with is an identity that should be doing the same thing that Jesus Christ did. We should be loving people the way that he loved them. Hey, I'm only telling you the truth. It's in the Bible. It's written, as the word said, it is written. You know, we go, sometime, I'll go out and knock on somebody's door and ask them, hey, do you know who Jesus Christ is? That's called boldness. Just in case y'all don't know. That's called boldness. And I've had many, many doors shut in my face. But I got something in me. When I went down in the water, something rose up in me that said, look, you don't have to do the work. I will do the work. You just make yourself presentable. I'll do the rest. And the Lord has been directing me and directing me and directing me. And one day, all of a sudden, Helva said that she needed somebody to go and teach at this house and whatnot. And Pastor Wright came to me and he asked me. And me and Brother Levesta took a ride to the house. And when we got to the house, the ride was so long, I started going to sleep on the way down the highway. Me and Brother Johnson both looked at each other and said, nah, we ain't doing this. And on the way back, the Lord spoke to me and said, would you do it for me? I immediately said, yes, Lord, I'll do it for you. See, that's that identity that's in me. And when he said that, I didn't pay any more attention to it. I just told the Lord, yes, I'll do it for you. I was sitting up there running the cameras one day, and this was a while afterwards. Mark Blassett came through the doors and walked upstairs and said, hey, man, the Lord told me that you volunteered to go to this house and preach the word of God with me. I knew it had to be the Lord. Mark ain't know nothing about what I was talking about, but I had told the Lord. Nobody knew. And I immediately told Mark, yes, I will. Since we've been at that house, we've already baptized three people, and all three of them here. They are here right now. It's the identity, man. What you want me to tell you? Hey, it's what God has put in you. And all you got to do is use what God has put in you. Hey, you don't have to be like somebody else. Y'all can't be me. And I don't want to be you. I want to be who God called me to be. And I'm going to operate the way God tells me to operate. And I know a lot of people don't like it, but guess what? I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it the way God tells me to do it. Because that's how I identify with people, with through God, is to I be me, and that's it. All I can do is be Brother Tino. Now, I promised y'all that I'm not going to be long, but I'm not going to shorten the message just so y'all can go home or go to your Oracle's group. Don't look for that. I ain't doing you no favors today. No, sir. Hey, man, God gave me a word. I'm going to preach this word today. Huh? Come on now. Hey, you're not of this world. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you no longer is a part of this sinful world. That's not your identity anymore. Your identity is not to go out and do things that you see the world do. That's not you. That was the identity that was stolen. And then you know something, brothers? I'm so glad that identity was stolen. I'm happy that that identity was stolen because it made me think about the real identity that I have. If that identity had not been stolen, I would have never proclaimed this real identity. See, some of us, we forget about the identity that we have. We forget that we were baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, running around the church like we're crazy. We forget it. But I'm so glad that God brings it to our members. You know, Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Who did he give himself for? Say me. Say it again. He gave himself for you and for me. Now, if he gave himself for us, what should we be doing? I told you I can only bring you truth. We have to see exactly what God is trying to tell us. There are people out in this world suffering, going to hell. I've gone in the last year, I know I've gone to at least 15 to 20 funerals. I've preached at least 10 of them. And I'm telling you, my message is always the same. Always the same. What are you going to do now that you got Christ? What are you going to do with what you have? What you have is so precious to you. And we treat it like we don't know that we got it. That's the thing that really gets me. We treat it like we don't even know that we got it. Friend, we have something that's precious and the world wants it and we have it. We need to give it to them. Come on. It's just that simple. We need to give it to them. Open up your mouth. It doesn't take much. The Bible says you are chosen. You're handpicked by the God who created the universe. And let me read a scripture to you to show you who you are. Ephesians 1, 3 through 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen." Oh, wait a minute now. What's that word? Chosen. He has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in what? Love. Say it again. Love. Oh, my gosh. In love. Who you loving today? Hey, here's a question. Who have you loved this week besides your partner? Have you loved anybody on the outside of the church? It ain't all about being in the church. Of course, we're going to love one another here. If we don't, we might get in trouble. That's how some of us think. We might get in trouble if we don't love one another in here. Well, I love all of you. I'll be first one to tell you. And there's nobody sitting in here that I have a dislike for. There's nobody sitting in here that I don't love. I love all of you. But my love for people don't stop here. On the outside is where you show your real love, because you show who you have on the inside. Come on, man. It's just that simple. Dude, I could go on with this, man. This is pretty good, ain't it? Good gracious of morning. I love this, man. I'm just being honest with you. I really love this. Not because I'm preaching it, because God's preaching through me. My God. The Lord, look, something else that you are to God, you are treasured. Let me read that one to you. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee." Uh-oh. Here we go again. He done chose you. "The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth." You. Man, if I was you, I'd get up and I'd pat myself. I'd be checking all around. What's going on, man? Why am I chosen? Why have I been chosen? It can't be because God wants me to do something out there, right? He said I'm special to him. If I'm special to him, why? Why am I special? Why am I so special to God? Because God knows what he put in you, you will go out and give it to somebody else. And I know somebody, man, somebody going to go run and tell the pastor. That man offended me. He told me that I should be out there telling people about God. I'm not like that. I'm not that type of person. Let me tell you something. As pastor said, and it all came from the bishop. Hogwash! Don't give me that excuse. I ain't trying to hear it. Y'all might tell the pastor that. Don't tell me that. Because I'm going to tell you right now. I ain't going to tell you what I would tell you. I got a wife to drive home with, so I ain't going to tell you. But I am going to tell you this. That's some hogwash. You are a special people chosen by God. Come on, man. Well, you better come get this mic, man. Pastor Wright going to... Come on now. Hey. Hey, you are loved beyond compare. Think about it. Listen to what he said. 1 John 4:10. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. We are loved by God more than anybody know. Do you ever sit? I said, oh man, let me tell you something. I sit sometime. I'm being honest with you. What I look like on time, am I good? Oh, okay, that's good. That's good. I sometime I take it on, sit and think and ask myself, why do God love me so much? And I'm telling you, I try to draw up an answer, but I can't draw up an answer to why God loves us so much, Tony. The only answer I could ever come up with was not only because he just loved me. The only answer I could ever come up with is because I'm obedient to his word. I'm obedient to his word. If you're obedient to God's word and you're doing everything that God requires of you, you are loved. You are loved. He also said this. Now, all of this is about you. This is about you, about us. He said you are worth dying for. 1 John 3:16, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. I don't mind laying down my life for any of you guys. Then again, let me think about that one. But I'm going to tell you something. I will go out here and make a fool out of myself to bring somebody into the house of God. I will be whatever they want me to be, because my whole desire is to see somebody saved. That's my whole desire. I don't want anything else. This life has nothing else to offer me. All I want to do is see a soul saved. If I can see somebody go down in that water, oh my, my, my. Woo! The Bible said every angel in heaven will start rejoicing if we can just see somebody go down in the water. My, 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 my. I got so much more I want to say here, but I think the Lord want me to cut this off. I just told you who you are in Christ Jesus. And I'm telling you that the identity that you have, you need to use it. You need to remember it. You need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You know, there's one thing that I do know. That God is not going to start a work in you that he was not willing to finish. He loves you. You've been called and you're chosen. And I'm going to leave you with this. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. In Jesus' name.